ABC.
Lithium iron batteries are used just about everywhere. You'll find them in something as small as a toy, in your mobile phone, to something as big as cars or even production equipment. Unfortunately, their carbon footprint isn't so great for the environment. But one Brisbane-based company, Graphene Manufacturing Group, has come up with a new kind of battery. It's better for the environment and it charges something like 70 times faster. And it's being produced right here in Richlands. Craig Nicol is the founder and managing director of the Graphene Manufacturing Group. Craig, good morning.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me on.
Terribly timely too, given all the conversation about renewables and batteries. We've been talking this morning about, you know, pumped hydro schemes as being the batteries of Queensland. But what have you developed? It's a graphene aluminium iron battery. What is that?
Yeah, so it's University of Queensland technology and it's world-leading tech. So basically it's a 50%, so half the battery is carbon, which is graphene, which we make from natural gas, and half the battery is aluminium. So perfectly positioned for Queensland to make these amazing next tech generation batteries, given we have both abundance of both here. And what it is it uses the aluminium atom or ion instead of the lithium ion. Now, the aluminium atom is far more stable than the lithium atom or ion. And that's why lithium, you know, is often having problems. It was effectively built out of phones into cars and now some grid batteries. But it is a very unstable battery or chemical when it does come in touch with water or air. And so, you know, there have been some safety issues around them. But we need lithium batteries just as much as every other opportunity out there. And we need them all at scale to make this transition work. So the aluminium ion battery is a very high power density battery, very fast charging, very fast discharging, very good energy density. So there's lots of opportunities for the battery in areas that we just don't even understand yet. We get lots of requests for drone applications, vehicles, you know, phones, laptops, all different types of companies want this type of tech that we have. We're obviously at, you know, we're only at laboratory scale right now. We're making it with scientists and engineers. Eventually, you know, hopefully soon we'll be making it with production operators. But, you know, that the opportunities there are vast, not just what we think a battery is used for now. The potential for them is obviously many if this transition actually is to take hold and go through.
So, and does that include things like your AA battery in your kid's toy?
Look, that's very possible. We haven't done the AA. We're definitely working on the 2032 coin cell. That'll be the first product we bring to market.
The what?
It's called a 2032 or a coin cell battery. The things you put in your little remote controls that typically sometimes they can sit in your kid's toys as
right,
well.
Right, like a button battery.
A button battery, yeah.
Okay, which immediately makes me think, what happens if you swallow a graphene aluminium iron battery?
Yeah, so we've done tests and we don't think there's going to be any issues with any type of safety issues with our battery.
Wow.
The lithium,
that's
huge. Yeah, yeah. It's a huge opportunity. These will be cost effective. It's made only from natural gas and aluminium, which obviously we have good cost base here compared to the world. And then they'll be very safe as well as in button batteries and they're very fast charging, thousands of cycles. So effectively it'd be almost like you will gift this battery to your kids in the will. It'll last that long. That's what we're seeing. So it's not like a lithium battery, which typically takes 500 cycles and then it has to be replaced. Ours is effectively like a hybrid supercapacitor battery, which means it charges super fast and it can charge many thousands of times again and again.
So this is the future of batteries, Craig, right?
It is. So we don't have any lithium or copper or manganese or nickel or cobalt. We literally make the graphene in one shed and in that same shed we then make the battery. And we take aluminium. We've done a deal with Rio Tinto to work with them on the aluminium source and also how to use our batteries. But the one thing I think Queensland should take some and all your listeners on is that Brisbane, Queensland are really world leaders in battery tech. This was developed by University of Queensland. There's other battery companies in this city in Queensland and in Australia that are really world-leading. The last time anyone did anything on aluminium ion battery was Stanford, and we're four times better than Stanford. That was, and Musk tweeted when when Stanford released, you know, good work, guys, but you've got to do better. Well, we've done four times better.
Has Elon Musk tweeted you?
No, he hasn't.
Does he know about you?
Oh, he may. He may do. He's referred to, you know, graphene batteries being a potential, but you need to make the graphene consistent. Well, we've been making graphene for 6 years now from natural gas. We're the only company that does that in the world. We developed that ourselves. So, you know, we have very good confidence, and we're building confidence on our ability to make graphene consistently. And that's what it's all about, because it is it's a graphene battery with the aluminium atom. So there's a tech here that I think will really help with the energy transition. And so the Queensland government coming out and saying, you know, we want to push ahead is a huge step forward. We need batteries of all different types to be able to manage the massive swings in electricity in the grid. And, you know, our battery, we think, was going to have huge help. We'll be able to discharge and charge our battery many times a day, whereas a lithium battery can really only do it once. You can really only do it once, because otherwise it'll overheat and explode. Mm. So it can do it, and we need it to support, because that's at scale now. But when we come in, you know, we'll have another opportunity to really help with the solar and the wind and other renewables coming in and out off the grid, because it is something more difficult, and people have to start to understand that than just switching on lights anytime and knowing that there's a big coal power plant just taking the load.
So the idea, I mean, is your vision that one day, whether it is a toy that needs a button battery, it's a car, it's a battery on your roof at home that stores your solar power, it's something that whoever the Premier of Queensland is talking about will be using your battery technology to power this state?
I think because we are based here, we have all local people. We recruit from all the big gas and oil companies, because they know how to move materials and engineers, or our engineers and scientists are world leading. So the chance for us to have a world scale battery plant here produced for the rest of the world is very, very high. We need to keep pushing forward on our maturation, on maturing our company.
It's painting a very optimistic picture. What are the challenges with this?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a new technology. Lithium-ion batteries actually launched by Sony back in 1991 in a video cam. That was when they first got launched.
Really?
So it took 30
years. That
doesn't
even feel like that long ago.
No, it's very sad on our age, isn't it? Telling that you think 1990 is just yesterday, but years ago.
Yeah,
I know.
Got it.
But yes, I agree. So It is telling that it does feel like yesterday, but in fact, it's 30 years of battery development.
Yeah.
So where we are at with GMG's battery, we're already where they were at and where that lithium battery is in terms of energy density, which is how long a car can drive on a single charge. Mm-hmm. Our battery, though, is 70 to 80 times faster charging. So that means we can accelerate faster, which is the power density conversation.
And
we can recharge really fast.
70 times faster?
Yeah, in fact, yes. So what it enables it to do, and there'll be no cooling either. This is the other issue. So there's basically no risk of fire or explosion. So it's a very, very stable battery made by very stable chemical elements of carbon and aluminium. Mm. So that battery tech has got to come in on and help where it can, and I think there's a huge opportunity for it to help in the grid tech, which could be locally made, employing thousands of people, and then going into grid and houses, because our temperatures really don't treat lithium batteries well here. Subtropical batteries are very difficult to manage in the grid. They normally have cooling devices, normally run by other generators to cool the batteries, so they don't have a problem. And that's been found by different parts of the government who have tried to do this work. Mm. So us being able to put a battery in which doesn't need cooling, can charge multiple times when the sun comes out, and then discharge when the clouds go in, because that's the range of issues we've got to face going forward, is going to mean that we'll have a battery definitely that have a role here. Mm. So it is good, but then the parts of the world are calling out. You know, we're listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange, because that's where we found success with our fundraising. So we're local Australian engineers, scientists, and all the rest, but a North American customer facing, lots of North American customers very interested in what we're doing, some of the biggest companies in the world. And also financing as well. There's an endless pit of money who want to throw money at battery tech right now.
Is Elon Musk just going to buy you one day, Craig? Are we going to call you in a couple of months or years and you'll say, sorry, can't talk, and Mr. Musk isn't available?
Well, they need gas and they need aluminium and they need high-quality aluminium. Not high-specific aluminium, but just good quality, consistent aluminium. And actually Australia has the two cheapest... Well, definitely gas is the cheapest gas in the world right now. You may not know that, but it is actually, because the rest of the world's gone crazy on gas prices and we've gone a tiny bit crazy, but not as much.
Right.
And then, you know, from the Australian dollar, American dollar, it starts to become cheap, even though cost of living's are definitely increasing here. So it has got a natural hub. So even, you know, one point, there is a point where this, not that I'm saying anyone's in talk with us because I'd have to tell that to the stock market, but because they aren't. But if that is the case, then... there's a very good chance this tech can still have very good, strong local representation in manufacturing, because it represents a complete step change in how batteries can be made.
Yeah.
You know, currently, batteries are genuinely, there's about 15 materials. They're exported out of Western Australia, the materials, they're mined. There's 50% of materials get exported. They genuinely go to China, where they get transferred into atomic-level product. They get... they get processed into a nanomaterial, because everything in a battery is nano. It has to go down to the specific nanomaterial outcome. Then they get processed into a kind of an anode and a cathode, the two parts of a battery, in genuinely another part of China. Then they get made into a cell, which is genuinely Japan and or maybe China or Korea. Then they get put into a final cell, and maybe then they put into a battery pack. So there's about four or five countries. So by the time you are actually... getting your battery, it's been probably shipped out. It's had a trip around the world, and the supply chain issues these days are not small, and that'll continue to be the case. And meanwhile, you know, we've still got to mine this stuff up as well, and it's got to happen. But there's lots of challenges there that are lurking below this, and people see it. And there isn't another company out there who buys batteries who isn't looking for another battery, because they all know there is issues with current ones.
And you want to do this right here in Richlands using UQ technology. Final question for you, Craig. Mm. Is your battery recyclable?
Yes. So it just uses carbon and aluminium. So it's like 99%, 100% recyclable. You can actually pull it apart. The carbon's not going anywhere. My 15-year-old daughter told me how carbon has a 5,000-year half-life. So that's not changing. The aluminium is completely recyclable. So yes, it is.
Fascinating to meet you this morning. We'll keep in touch.
Indeed. Look forward to it.
Thanks so much. Craig Nicol, founder and managing director of the Graphene Manufacturing Group.
ABC.